He's worthy.
He's worthy.
He's worthy.
He's worthy.
He's worthy. Awesome.
Yes, he's awesome.
Awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he will reign. My God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he will reign.
We could all stand. It is such an honor and a privilege to be able to take and introduce our guests this morning. Brother and Sister Lehman, we have known them. I just remember going to their house in Wausau, and there was lots of snow, and it was really, really cold. And he looks the same way now as I remember him then. He's one of those guys, from my viewpoint, I don't think he's ever aged any. Now, he may feel different, but if it's all right, you were talking in the office that you were 77, and he's traveling full-time for our headquarters, raising funds for our missions, and we're going to have a faith promise service this morning and then one this evening, but it's an honor to have Brother and Sister Lehman here, and we're going to turn this over to him. God bless you, brother. So good to see you again. I love you, brother.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Now, I usually just keep quiet about my age. Because when I was young, anybody my age, friend, they were old. Now, many of you would understand what I'm saying. I just keep quiet because, you know, they think, 77, man, you are the Ancient of Days. Well, God's been good to me. I can say that because health-wise, I have been a diabetic for 54 years. And God has been very good, extra good. Because, you know, when you're on a needle four times a day, you know, you stay alive. But I'll tell you this, and I have been kidded about this wherever I've traveled. There's a lot of things I will not eat. And I feel like God gave me an understanding of that years ago. And so many things I just stay away from. And I feel like, in fact, I even went to the doctor one day. He said, tell me, what do you take? And I said, well, let me tell you some things I don't eat. And so I'm just glad to be here. Well, I'm on a different subject than I intended to be. But it's great to be in Wisconsin, and especially this church. Now, it was mentioned that we started the Wausau Church a number of years ago. And at that time, Brother Jack Yonce was pastoring and invited us to come for a Christmas kind of a banquet or a dinner. And at that time, we were driving a car and we needed tires. I mean, we needed tires. But we came here, not expecting it, but they put a brand new set of tires on our car and gave us a nice offering, and I have never forgotten that. I really appreciate that from way back. That has been a couple years ago, but still, I've never forgotten that. And it's I think when God does something special for us, we need to just thank him for it and just continue giving him honor, glory, and praise. Praise God, praise God. Now, before I begin ministering this morning, I want to relate something. Now, I'm going to speak on, the subject I'm going to speak on is, does God care about my giving? Does God care about my giving? Now, just this past week, I heard an incident that happened that I thought, I've got to relate that in Madison. But it was about an evangelist. An evangelist that related his experience that was really, he said it was an outstanding miracle to him. He was on his way. Now, he had one service in a month, an evangelist. One service. And he was on his way to this church, and he needed gas. He didn't have a lot of money, but he needed gas, pulled into a filling station, and filled up, walked inside to pay for the gas, and the cashier looked at him and said, "Your gas has been paid for." He said, "Ma'am, I haven't been in here to pay for my gas." She said, "The Lord spoke to me and said you were an evangelist and needed gas, and I was to pay it." Now, that was the beginning. He went on to the service. I say, one service for that month. And he preached that night, and they had a good service and good response. And the pastor gave this evangelist a nice offering. He looked at it, and he was shocked. He said, "This will take care of my expenses all this month." But in the same service, there was a missionary there who testified. And after the missionary testified, God spoke to the evangelist and said, "Give that missionary your check." And he kind of began to argue with God. "But God, you know, I really need this. I really need..." And so he said, "I felt it so strong that I gave it, I signed the check and gave it to him." He said, after the service, the pastor took us out to a restaurant, and there were several people from the church there. And he said, "I walked in and sat down, and I sat down by an elderly man in the church." And he said, they sat there for a while, and finally, the elderly man looked over at the evangelist and said, "How much money did you get with your check?" And he didn't want to tell this elderly man. You know, it was in somebody else's church. He didn't want to tell him, but he leaned over and told him. He said, "Well, my wife's got the check." He said, you go find out how much it was." He said, "I walked over and knelt down beside my wife, and I said, 'How's your pizza doing?'" He said, "I walked back to the evangelist and told him, or told the elderly man," he said, "'She said it's in the car.'" He said, "Go to the car and get the check. I want to know how much did he give you." And so he said he walked to the car, came back in, and sat down. He told the evangelist, he told this elderly man, he said, "Really?" He said, I didn't want to tell you what I was given." He said, "I gave that check to the evangelist." And that elderly man reached in his pocket and took out a check, and the evangelist looked at it. It was 10 times what had been given for him speaking there in the church that night. God does care about our giving. God, there's no way you can get around it. God does care. Before you're seated, I'd like to turn to Mark chapter 12, and I want to begin reading with verse 41. Mark 12 and 41, reading like this. "And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples and said unto them, Verily I say unto you that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all of her living." You may be seated. Now, as I've read here, Jesus was in the temple watching the giving that was being received. And the scripture says that he observed a number of wealthy people as they came by giving out of plenty. But then the scripture zeroes in on a certain poor widow. She came by and cast in two mites, which make one farthing. Now, widows are spoken of many times in the scripture, and God always has taken care of them. But a mite was the smallest of copper coins, normally equal to 1/8 of a penny. A farthing was a Roman coin valued at 1/4 of a penny. And so the message declared by our Lord on this occasion is that a gift is to be evaluated not by its size, but by a comparison of the gift with the total amount possessed by the giver. I hope you can grasp that. I just want to run it by again, because to me, that is a basis of my message this morning. The message declared by our Lord on this occasion is that a gift is to be evaluated not by its size, but by a comparison of the gift with the total amount possessed by the giver. Now, a large donation out of abundance may be less significant than a small donation out of poverty. This woman gave the smallest gift, but it was all that she had. The Bible says even all of her living. She gave, some in that service gave of a surplus, but not her. She gave everything that she has. You see, most of the time, man sees what is given. God sees what is left. Man sees what is given. God sees what is left. I was in a service in Columbia, Mississippi, a number of years ago. It was a Wednesday night service. And in that service, there was a need that was presented to the congregation. And they were told, here's the table down front. We just want you to come by and put your offering on the table. So they came by. But later I found out about a man that was seated in the far left from where I was standing. And he was seated there. He had one $5 bill. That's all he had. But he said, God spoke to him, impressed him. When I say God spoke, I'm simply saying God impressed him that he was to put his last $5 bill on the offering, on the table there. And he kind of argued with God. And you could understand why. It was the last $5 bill. Now, you know, you can have different size $5 bills. If it is the one and only $5 bill you have, it's a big one. But if it's a $5 bill along with much more that you have, it can be very small. But in this particular case, that couple had one $5 bill and that was it. Well, they gave it, and that was on a Wednesday night. 2 days later, on a Friday, there was a couple that drove 100 miles to visit them. They apparently were good friends to drive that far just to come and visit. But they came and visited. And before the visiting couple left that home where the man had given their last $5, the visiting family presented them with $1,000 before walking out. God does watch our giving. And he does definitely take care of us when we give. Now, you see, most of the worshipers in that service, most of the worshipers, they had much money, because even in the American Standard Version, it says that Jesus watched how they were giving, and in the American Standard Version, it says that many of them gave of their superfluity. They were loaded. They were loaded. Now, I can see that widow lady as she came by with all the others, and she no doubt was watching how much each of them put in the offering. But I can see her as she came by, and the wealthy gave, they gave out of plenty. But she came by, and I can see her putting those two mites in her hand and kind of slipping it down in the plate and just sliding it off, because what she gave was nothing compared to what they gave. At least she thought that. But the Bible says Jesus was off to the side with some of his disciples. And when he saw that widow lady come by and give, he turned to the disciples and said, she has given more than all the others put together. And I suppose those disciples, they must have looked at each other and say, did he see what I saw? You know, there must have been a question going through their mind. But you see, this poor widow lady, there was something in her that was moving when the offering was being taken. You know, it can really be interesting at various times when the offering is taken and then see, in fact, let me just use another illustration that I don't even have down, but I was looking on my computer this morning since I've worked with foreign missions for so many years. I like to kind of look at churches to see what they have given. Now, I pastored in Ohio after being in Wausau. I went back and pastored that church before going to headquarters. But I was looking at the various churches that I knew. I knew the churches. I knew the sizes. I knew the city economic situation. And I was so upset when I was looking at some of those churches that they could have given much more. And the smaller churches was giving far more than the bigger churches. So God watches. I know I watch, but I'm not God. But on the other hand, it does just interest me to see how people respond as God Almighty directs. And I do believe God directs every individual, if we'll just let him direct us. Many times the Lord will speak to us about what we should do, but many times we argue with God. You know, if the spirit of giving could ever grip us, we would not have the problem that we have today with our missionaries that are traveling across North America in getting services. Many of them maybe have 1, 2, and 3 services a week and trying to get back to the field. Now, before I forget it, I want to just interrupt here and tell you what you received when you walked in here this morning. Now, this is a faith promise card that is designed where you can just, it's twofold. You can just tear it apart. You keep the one for yourself. And the white part is what we will be talking about a little later in the service. But if you did not get one of these, would you please just hold up your hand and the ushers have them to give to you. All right, I see hands on my right, your left. There's one back there. But really, when you realize that there is joy in giving, and I'm also aware of the fact that giving is not the most popular subject in the world. It's not the most popular. Because we all like to keep what's in our billfold. There's something about it. We feel secure with what's there. But honestly, if we could ever trust God like he wants us to trust him. You see, God speaks. I realize the economy is not all that, you know, the best. And who knows what the future holds? But he does. God Almighty does know what the future holds. And there's time, even in the last general conference, which was just a month or so ago, maybe some of you were there, but a tremendous Wednesday night global mission service where after Anthony Mangan had preached, there was right at $4.3 million committed in that service. We've never had anything even come close to that. But yet God spoke to individuals and they responded. Now, let me relate an incident. I was in a church within the past month in Missouri, and the pastor told me when we arrived there for the service, he said, now, Brother Lehman, he said, I'm a little concerned about something. He said, at General Conference, he said, I committed $2,000 from our church. And he said, I was there for a faith promise service. And he said, I'm just wondering, about taking this offering tonight. I said, now, wait just a minute. I said, let me just make a suggestion. I said, why don't you just tell the church what you did at General Conference and then give them time to pray about it. Think about it. Well, he did that. He called me yesterday morning just before I was leaving the house. He was so excited. He said, Brother Lehman, I got to tell you what happened. He said, last Sunday night, He said, I showed the film of Anthony Mangan preaching at the General Conference, and he said, my church responded with over $4,000 in that service. Now, he said, I was asking for two, but he said, I got $4,000. Why? Because somebody listened to the Lord as he directed. As God impressed them, even impressing that pastor at that conference, he was impressed. Lord, I don't have a big church, but Lord, I feel this is what you want me to commit. He stepped out, and God Almighty provided double what he thought. And he said, there could be even more than that come in. He was so excited about the people giving. And I believe God gets excited about our giving. I really believe that. A number of years ago, I was invited to the Ohio camp to take up an offering for a need in the country of Burma. Now, the need that they asked me to raise in that service was $5,000. Well, it was a Thursday afternoon, and it just was not a big crowd. It was rather small. And I was praying. I said, now, God, how can I get $5,000 out of this congregation? And the thought crossed my mind, well, ask for five pastors to give $1,000 each. So I made the presentation, and then I asked for five pastors to commit $1,000 each. One pastor stood up. He was just to the left of where I was standing. He said, Brother Lehman, our church will take it all. He told me after that, he said, Brother Lehman, our church did not have $5,000. It didn't have it. But he said, I went home, and on a Sunday morning, just before I preached, I presented to the church what I had done at camp. I presented $5,000 for the country of Burma for a need there. He said, I preached. He said, I made the presentation before I preached. When I was finished, he said, I looked back the aisle. He said, they were lined up all the way back the aisle in line telling me how much they would give. He said, when it was finished, they had committed $7,500. $2,500 more than he asked for. But somebody heard from the Lord during that service. And I believe somebody will hear from, I believe many will hear from the Lord this morning. Because I know what God does. I know what God does. You see, Brother Harry Sism, he was our foreign mission director for many years. I worked with him for 25 years, and I found him to be a tremendous man. In 25 years, we never had any spats. We never had any words with each other. I mean, we got along great. But Brother Sism related about an incident where after he became director, he always went back to India every chance he got because he had grown up there 25 years. 25 years there and then 25 years in foreign missions. And he always just had a burden to go back to India, even while he was our foreign mission director. And so one time he was going back for a conference, and he had a jeweler friend in Illinois who collected used watches. And Brother Sism was a good friend of his. That man was in one of our churches and gave Brother Sism many used watches to take to India to pass out to the pastors at that conference. So Brother Sism got there, and he passed out these used American watches, but they were new to the Indian pastors. And they were just thrilled to get that watch. But during one of the services, the Spirit of God came down, and those Indian brethren, they started walking down toward the front and giving in an offering. They took the new watches that had just been given to them, put them in the offering. He said some of them took the only coat they had on, put it in the offering. Some the only pair of shoes they had, put it there in the offering. And he said it was amazing. But he said just a few services later, Brother Urshan was with him in that particular conference. And he said all at once in one of those services, after they had given like that, he said the presence of God settled down over that congregation, and that congregation started singing in tongues in unison. Now, I've heard people sing in tongues, and maybe many of you have too, but I've never heard an entire congregation sing in tongues in unison. I believe the reason it happened, God Almighty saw what was given. I mean, things, you know, a watch that they had wanted and was given it, and then in turn There was such a love for the kingdom of God, they were willing to give it. God Almighty was watching. And in that service, they started singing in tongues. You see, God loves a cheerful giver, not a fearful giver. Not a fearful giver. Now, how I ever ended up in the position I'm in, only God knows, because when I was pastor, and even when I was in Wausau and then went back to Lancaster, Ohio, I was not a preacher that preached a lot on giving. And today, that's about all I preach on, is giving. I don't know how I ended up here, but I have been a giver. And I know that God blesses giving. I come from a family. My dad gave 30% tithes. And my family has been a giver because we know the joy of giving. You can't outgive God. There's no way you can outgive God. In fact, let me read an incident that happened, if I can find my notes here, an incident that happened with one of our churches, Wood River, Illinois. We were there in March of this year. And in that service, there was a family. Now, we've been to that church many, many years straight. But in that particular service, there was a family there. They had made commitments for many years. But they sent me an email with the information on it. And the man stated that they are a family of five, he and his wife and three children. And he said he was asking the Lord for direction in their commitment. Now, what is a faith promise? A faith promise is where we make a commitment to give a specific amount monthly by faith as the Lord provides. Now, when you fill out a faith promise commitment, this would be for your entire month's giving. If you've been giving in the past and feel God directing you to increase it some, then that's put the total amount on this card. But this particular family, they were asking, now, Lord, what do you want to channel through us this year? And the Lord impressed him, the husband, the Lord impressed him to increase their faith promise and their offerings by 50% a month. Now, the man said, when you've got a family of five, he said, you really think about what God is impressing you to do. But he said, I felt it so strong. He said, I filled out my card, I turned it in, and the next week I was at work and my boss called me into the office. He said, when the boss calls you into the office and you don't know what it's about, it does get just a little shaky. And so he said, I walked into the office and the boss sat down and the boss started talking to me and told him, he said, we have decided to do something just a little bit different. He said, I had never been in the boss's office where they evaluated your work. But he said, the boss told me they were going to evaluate my work. And they went on to tell him all that they were going to do. And then they presented this man who had increased their giving 50% the Sunday before the Wednesday that he was in the office. And the boss presented him with a check for $7,592. He was shocked because that was 10 times what his increase in giving, in his offerings, and the faith promise commitment. Why did it happen? Because God Almighty watches our giving. And when we obey as He directs, He responds accordingly. God Almighty will do the miraculous if we will just give Him a chance. That's what He's looking for. Someone that will simply step out and give Him a chance. I was in Rockport, Indiana April of this year. And the pastor sent me the email. And he said, we had a man who had been out of workforce 10 months and couldn't find a job. He had applied all over to find work. He and his wife had come with an amount in mind, but during the service, they felt to double it. They did, and 2 days later, he had five different job offers and is now happily employed, making excellent money. Is it just an accident that it happened like that? Not with our God. not with our God. Because even when you look at that widow lady in the temple, the Lord watched her even as she gave less than a penny in the offering. And I believe God Almighty, you know, we had an offering taken here this morning. God saw our giving. God saw everything that we did. And so now let me just refer to 2 Kings real quick here. It talks 1 Kings chapter 17. It gives the account of a widow in desperate need of help. She had heard from the Lord that a prophet was coming and she was to sustain him. Elijah came by, brought no food, had no money, and the story unfolds. She told Elijah that God told Elijah that he had commanded a widow woman to sustain him. When he arrived, he saw the widow woman picking up sticks. He asked her for a drink. As she left, the Bible says that as she walked away, he called out to her and said, "Oh," he said, "bring me a porcel, bring me a drink when you come. Bring me a porcel of bread. Bring me a porcel of bread when you come back." And she began to explain her situation. She said, "Sir, you don't quite understand what our family is up against. You don't have much. You don't understand. You see, I've got a little bit. I've got a little bit of a little oil in the cruse and a little bread in the barrel." She said, "That's for one meal." But the Bible says Elijah looked at her and he said, "Fear not." He said, "If you will just do as I have commanded, God is going to take care of you without any problem." The Bible says she obeyed. And the Bible lets us know that when she came back to that barrel of oil, or a cruse of oil, that everything was there. Everything was there. And it lasted for 1 year. 1 year. Now, all she was able to have was enough for one meal. But God Almighty stepped on the scene when he saw her obedience. Now, as God speaks to us here today, you see, God sees our attitude of giving, whether we give with an open heart, with an open mind. God sees all about us. And as we say, "Now, Lord, what is it you would like to channel through me? What do you want us to do, Lord?" And as the Lord directs, and you know what? It may be surprising how God does provide. I heard an incident recently that it was rather amusing, but there was a man that made a commitment of $15 a month. The first month he had it. The second month he had it. The third month he did not have it. And he began to pray. He said, "God," he said, I don't have the $15 that I committed." And as he was driving home, he ran over a raccoon and killed it. And a friend of his told him, he said, "I will give you $15 for that skin." Well, so a raccoon provided the need for that man's $15 a month commitment. You say, "Oh, come on, Brother Lehman, it doesn't happen." It does happen like that. I'll close with this. One of our former missionaries, Brother Johnny Wilhoit, in fact, he was a tremendous missionary. But Brother Johnny Wilhoit was traveling on deputation up the East Coast. And as he was coming up the East Coast, he was traveling by himself, going to the state of Maryland. He called ahead to get his week of services, and the director told him, he said, "Brother Wilhoit," he said, "we don't have any services for you this week. We are in district conference. Maybe I can get something for you for the weekend." And so Brother Wilhoit arrived at that conference with $2 in his pocket. That's all he had. And he was at the district conference for the first service. And he said, in that first service, they made an appeal for some money. He said, "God spoke to me and said, give your $2. And he argued with God, "But God, this is all I have. This is it." And as the offering plate got closer, he couldn't get away from feeling, I must give my last $2. Later on in the same service, the district superintendent stood up and said, we are happy to have a missionary with us in this service tonight. He said, "I think we need to take up an offering for that missionary." He said, "I was glad to hear that." And so he said they took up the offering. At the close of the service, they came to him with the offering and looked at him and said, "Brother Wilhoit, we got a nice offering for you tonight. It was $1,002. He got his $2 back. It was a step of faith that he didn't know the offering was coming. But yet he had served God long enough that he knew that God Almighty saw what he gave. And God sees everything that we commit. He sees every gift that we give. And whenever we are willing to just trust God, But, you know, I like the scripture in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Solomon wrote and he said, "Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." And that's what faith promise is. Faith promise is asking the Lord for direction. Because where's that money going? That money goes to send our missionaries around the world and provide funds for Bible schools overseas, for Bible schools overseas, for seminars overseas, for whatever the needs are, that money provides that. You see, the Bible tells us about going in person. But I was in a service in Tennessee a number of years back, and we walked in service Saturday. It was a Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night service. Walked in service, and they had a big banner across the front of that church. It said, "Some give by going, some go by giving. Without both, there are no missions." That's how we go. We go with our dollars. We go with our dollars and cents. The widow lady, she was only able to give a penny. Less than a penny. But God saw it. And God sees every cent we have today. He knows about our jobs. He knows about our work. He knows all. He knows if you need a raise, he can take care of that. He knows who to talk to. He knows who to impress. But there are so many situations that we can question God and say, "God, are you sure? Are you sure about this, Lord?" And when we argue, and let me just say this as a suggestion. To give you direction as to the amount that you should give, I'll venture to say that the very first amount that flashed through your mind is the one God wants. We argue with God and say, "Go, God, I'd like a little less. A little less, Lord." But you're cheating yourself out of a blessing. But if you will trust the Lord with all of your heart, lean not unto thine own understanding, God will take care of you. So this morning, it's just a matter of asking the Lord. Does God care about my giving? Oh, yes, he does. Yes, he does. You know, Ananias and Sapphira, they got in trouble over money. They didn't, the early church was giving, but they wanted to give just half. They only wanted to give half. And so they went home and talked it over, said, now we're only going to give half of what we really felt or what they were making an appeal for. And so they gave half. And Peter looked at Ananias and he said, "Ananias," he said, "you have not lied unto men. You have lied unto God and dropped dead over money." 3 hours later, his wife walked in with the same story. And Peter looked at her and he said, "Sapphira," he said, "the same feet that carried your husband out 3 hours ago are waiting to carry you out, and she dropped dead over money." Does God care about my money? You better believe he does. And he's concerned about your future. He is concerned about your future. And this morning, if you will simply just trust the Lord and say, "God, I want to obey. I want to do what you want me to give this morning." And when he directs, be willing to respond. And then it's nice to have a tremendous testimony after he blesses, because he always blesses.
Thank you so much, Brother Lehman. You have your faith promise pledge card. And remember now, this faith promise pledge that you put on there is your total number of dollars that you pledge for missions in this year or next year. We will be doing this again tonight, so if you don't want to bring your card down to the front this morning, or for some reason you want to pray about it this afternoon, you can bring your card back, and we'll repeat this because we have a good number of people that will be in our Sunday night service that are not in this service. What I want to do, I want to just bow my head, and you bow your head with me, and we want to pray. And then once we pray and you fill this card out, just bring it up here in front of the pulpit and just lay it up here. Tonight, we will be reading these pledges off. Now, we will not read a name, but we'll read the amount of them. And we'll be giving you a grand total tonight of how much our offering is. This past year, Calvary Gospel Church gave to foreign missions $99,000, I think it was. I'm not for sure how we placed in the nation, but I think it was around 25th or something like that. Bow your heads, would you? We thank you, Lord Jesus. We do believe that you can be trusted with our lives. And I pray, God, that all of us will commit ourselves into your hand. Sometimes, Lord, we feel that we rob ourselves from blessings that you have for us simply because while we're praying for our needs to be met, that the needs of others, missionaries, and the spreading of the gospel, we ignore. We believe, Lord, it's just not right for us to expect things from you that we in turn will not give to you. I just pray, Lord Jesus, move in a great way. You are the God of heaven. You own the cattle on a thousand hills. You give us the ability for gold and silver and for wealth. Everything that we have really belongs to you. And I pray, God, that you give us a directive this morning concerning our pledging and concerning our giving. Talk to these people. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, after you have filled out your pledge card, you can stand up and just bring it and lay it down on the front. If you'll return, we want to give people an opportunity to seek the Lord, and some need a healing and such. Some needs have needs that need to be met. So if you'll go back after you pledge, just bring it on down, would you?
I want more.
Thank you so much.
I want more of you, God.
Why don't we just all stand right now?
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't
Thank you
control.
So much.
I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. That's it. Just continue to bring them down.
I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Set a fire down.
Now, if you need a healing for your body.